Driving to Europe or finding an accessible European destination near home. By Jennifer Allen. Europe, everyone's dream. Flying with a disability, everyone's nightmare. While some places, like Spain and Greece, are constantly being lauded for their improvements in accessibility and inclusion, Europe is not generally known as an easy destination for wheelchair users. Cobblestone streets, historic buildings, bus steps, and metro systems with no design to include suck the joy out of travel planning. While I would still encourage you to keep Europe on your bucket list, there are more accessible options than you might realize. I have a little something to hold you over. Across the US, European settlers have recreated home. Lucky for us, they did that in a nation with ADA requirements. The following are US destinations that look, feel, and taste like Europe, with improved accessibility. The added bonus is that you may be able to skip flying. Take your own accessible vehicle, pack all the snacks and drive yourself to accessible Europe. Spain. St. Augustine, Florida is known as the nation's oldest city, but that doesn't mean it's as inaccessible as the 16th century. Castillo de San Marcos guards the coast as a tribute to Spanish architecture and ingenuity. Throughout the old city you'll find remnants of colonial Spain. With its cobblestone streets usually lined with paved sidewalks, colorful streets filled with Spanish-inspired art, food, and music, and centuries-old architecture, the city brings Spanish culture to life in a way that's both accessible and family-friendly. While many of the historic buildings have steps to enter, almost all of them have an alternate, accessible entrance around back. Enjoy the Spanish ambience while enjoying the best Spanish food I've ever found outside of Spain at Columbia Restaurant. Enjoy an accessible tour highlighting Spanish influence and architecture on board the Old Town Trolley, or take a more personalized route with LB Cruisers. Don't miss the Fountain of Youth for a link to both Spanish and U.S. history. San Antonio's Spanish missions offer a smaller taste of Spain, but the lure of Morgan's Wonderland, the world's only ultra-accessible theme park, makes it worth it. The Alamo is wheelchair accessible. Germany. Fredericksburg, Texas may be the most fully immersive European destination in the U.S. The history, architecture, cultural events, and dining options all contribute to a complete German getaway. Wander through Marktplatz, especially perfect at Christmas time with the daily light show, tour a living farm, explore the Bavarian village, dine in a beer garden, and snack on Bavarian pretzels and other authentic treats all along the way. Not only are most shops in the small town zero entry, but many of them also offer wine tastings. Don't miss Friedhelm's, known for having the best German food in Texas, served in genuine Gasthaus dining rooms for a full experience. Frankenmuth, Michigan is also known for its strong German vibes. Holland. Holland, Michigan is an obvious choice if you're looking for a Dutch destination. True to its namesake, it boasts watermills, tulips, wooden shoes, and Dutch towers. Plan your visit around tulip time and you can really up the ante on the Dutch experience with authentic Dutch dancers, shoemaking demonstrations, and millions of beautiful tulips. Accessible parking is easy to find, curb cuts abound and most shops and restaurants are zero entry, making it an easy city to navigate on wheels. Enjoy Neely's Dutch Village any time of year for a family experience of Dutch culture in a theme park environment with a living farm. All rides require a transfer and the playground is not accessible, but the village and farm are easy to navigate on wheels and well worth the admission for the experience. Italy. Castello di Amorosa in Napa Valley, California may not be a full Italian town, but this authentic 14th century Tuscan castle nestled in rolling vineyards will definitely make you feel like you're under the Tuscan sun. Even better than an actual medieval castle, this replica was designed with accessibility and inclusion in mind. Wander the cellars or enjoy the rooftop breeze, everything except for the tallest turret is fully wheelchair accessible. The website says that well-behaved and well-supervised children of all ages are welcome, and they're given coloring pages along with their crackers and grape juice during your tasting. My kids loved the castle experience and I ended up bringing home more grape juice than wine. France. If you've been to the top of the Eiffel Tower, you may have noticed that the view is not so different than the view from the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. The French architect and engineer Pierre L'Enfant planned the layout of D.C. and his French influence is clear. The Capitol, White House, and Supreme Court may be American icons, but the neoclassical design is undeniable. Even the National Cathedral is strikingly reminiscent of Notre Dame. Built around green spaces and beautiful architecture, a stroll through D.C. gives off all of the vibes of Paris, without any of the barriers. In D.C. you'll find a fully accessible metro system and historic buildings that all have alternate accessible entrances. Thanks to the diversity of the city, authentic French food options abound. United Kingdom. It's almost ironic how the city known for breaking free from Britain most resembles its roots. Boston, Massachusetts features brick buildings, vintage lampposts, public gardens, colonial-era architecture and cobblestone streets in a beautiful collision of historic charm and hip downtown. The blend of old and new matches London's pace with a cultural diversity that has expanded the beauty of the city in bursts of flavor and architecture. The history museums may have a different focus on this end, but we were pleased with the easy accessibility in the USS Constitution Museum and even on board one of the Tea Party ships. While you can keep it a British experience with an English pub, I cannot over-recommend crossing over into Little Italy for the best pasta and cannoli this side of the Atlantic. London and Boston both lead the way as cities with all abilities play options, but Boston has them in every area of the city. The Shipyard Playground, right across from the Tea Party ships, was our favorite.